Isn't it such beautiful weather?
I don't know what part of this is nice, but you were always an odd one. I'm storing up for a winter. Heard it's gonna be a cold one.
Winter? You sure? That belly looks like it could last you a couple winters.
Oh, hush you. I won't hear lip from a seasonal changer. Speaking of which, where's your new sap?
You must know. I don't have one at the moment. Want to relax and lay in my bed alone for a while.
Oh, come on, Evie. You sleep in your bed alone. We're not idiots. Well, disregarding Uther over there.
Watch your tongue before I have you clean the tent by hand.
Oh, and just how are you gonna do that?
Wanna test it? Hmm?
I'll pass. Knowing you, you probably have some horrendous anti-magic material. I'd rather not experience that.
Good choice, Yvette. I saw Uther working on something last night when we were all sleeping.
So now I'm being spied on, huh? No trust against family?
Ha! Not when one of them likes making death traps.
Oh, come now. Calling them death traps is too harsh, don't you think?
Jay's right. Remember the fire? The fucking Hydra? Hmm? Does that ring any bells?
Okay. Maybe having a Hydra as an attraction was a bit too ambitious.
A bit? You really are a bit much, Uther. Hey, Alec. Catch!
Got you. Did you forget to wash your hands? They're really slippery.
Ugh, the chips. They were calling to me. Fuck! Oh.
Why, hello there, greasy princess. How are you doing this beautiful Yvette day?
Oh, I'm doing just fine.
And what are you doing exactly?
Oh, don't mind me. Just being a grease princess. You know us royalty.
Oh, is that so?
Oof! Is that any way to treat a princess?
Princess? Where? All I see is a grease monkey.
A monkey? I'll have you know.
Sorry, Riles. Didn't mean to drop ya.
It's fine, Alec. I'll just not eat my beautiful, wondrous chips before practice.
That'll probably be for the best. If you won't, I can curse them for you. Maybe that'd help you a bit.
No. I'm quite all right. I have self-control. Unlike Evie over there.
Excuse me? Just how many bags of chips do you go through a day? Exactly.
And Eve, how many boys have you been through this month? Anyway, I've got a job in Lindo, so I'll be gone for a little while.
Yvette, don't go!
Oh, Uther, I'll be back.
No!
Guys, please.
Oh. No!
All I have is might, but that may be enough. Eclat!
Yvette! Just who's gonna clean up this mess? Have the feeling that we'll lose her once she's found it.
I'm gonna catch me some dragons. I'm gonna catch me some dragons. I'm going to catch me some dragons. And then steal a prince away.
A prince, not a princess?
No, she's in a different town.
Uh-huh, and just who's your prince?
Well, I do have one in a carriage right now, don't I?
Luminaris?
I burned that bridge a while ago, huh?
Yeah, I'd unfortunately have to agree.
Still, friends?
What is this? The great and powerful Luminaris isn't demanding me to be her friend, but asking?
Asshole.
Yes, yes. We're still very much friends, Miss Witch.
Good. If you'd said no, I might have had to burn down the carriage.
Lumi, please don't. We really don't have the funds for another disaster.
Hey, that was so not my fault. I was minding my own business when the Beast came into town.
Yeah, that's true, but then what'd you do? Lure him out away from the residential area?
Okay, that part was my fault, but I saved a lot of people.
Yes, yes, you did, but you burned down a lot of houses along the way.
Well, sorry I wasn't able to lure the Beast away as it actively chased people down. Should have just left it alone. At least that way, houses wouldn't have been burned down.
Sorry, Lumi. I'm just a bit frustrated. And shouldn't take it out on you.
Richard is apologizing? To moi? Wow.
Shut up, you little witch.
We're here! Where are my dragons?
Hello. Are you the one they sent for? Lost witch girl?
Beast tamer boy? And, excuse me, I have a name.
Well, you didn't had much time to give it to me. You were running away from some raccoons?
I was just practicing my athleticism.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Anyway, the name's Luminaris. Luminaris Brimstone, witch investigator at your service.
The name is Andre Vasquez, residential beast tamer. So you are the infamous witch investigator. Interesting.
And what's that supposed to mean?
Nothing. I just thought that a famed investigator would know her way around the city. That's all.
That was just a miscalculation is all. That's it.
Yeah, sure. Claro. Certamente.
Lumi, you really are too fast.
Or maybe you're just out of shape. Have you thought about that?
Out of shape? Me? I remember a certain little witch not being able to keep up and needing breaks.
Shh. Not in front of the Beast Tamer.
Hello there. Richard Summers, head of Attaberg's police force.
Andre Vasquez, residential Beast Tamer.
Dick Summers, but it's fall now.
Ignore her. All right, Beast Tamer. What's the current situation?
So, as you probably learned from the letter, we have fire breathing.
Dragons!
No. Alligators. For witchy reasons, they're larger than breathing fire. We need help in taming or killing.
Dragons!
Yes. The dragons. Let me bring you to the head.
I bet Curtis is having a blast.
He is feeling something all right.
Oh, I bet.
Why do you know the head of Beauville?
Things really go in one ear and out the other. Beauville's still a part of Ottaberg. They're just a bit further removed than the city.
I wouldn't call it just a bit further removed.
Huh? Why is that?
Well, the town has way more freedoms and liberties than what Dick is leading you.
Oh, so Dick's wrong. Shocker.
Anyway, I'll do the talking with Curtis. He gets to be a handful when he's stressed.
Good, because there is no way I'm going back in there. I will be on my way then, Miss Brimstone. I hope not to see you again.
See, now I know that's a lie, since my face is just so damn cute.
Claro, claro, sure. Whatever you say, Miss Witch.
Hey, Beast Boy, one more thing before you go.
What?
I have something to show you later. An egg. I could use your help figuring out what it is.
All right. My cabin is northeast of here, just past the city gardens. After you walk past the giant phoenix statue, you will find me there.
Wonderful. I'll see you later this evening.
That was surprisingly cordial.
Hey, even I can be nice sometimes.
They're everywhere, and they're gonna burn down everything, and there's nothing to be done. The whole city is a loss. This is how we all die.
Is he always rocking back and forth in the corner like that?
No, well, okay, sometimes, yeah. Curtis, buddy, you doing okay?
Dick? Oh, Dick, you shouldn't be here. Everything is gonna burn soon. For me, it doesn't matter that everything's gonna burn, because I'm gonna die before then anyway. But you two should really save yourselves.
Curtis, let's breathe and talk this through, okay? Now, take a deep breath. And tell me why you think you're going to die.
Heart palpitations.
Heart palpitations.
Well, I was reading the latest reported sighting, and my chest started getting tight, and then I noticed my heartbeats were actually quite irregular, and some of them feel like they have an extra thunk, you know?
Oh. I think I know what that is. Is there any chance you've eaten a trill worm lately?
I don't know. Maybe? What happens if I did?
Oh, it's super cool. The worm siphons all of your food, and it grows and grows, and eventually it starts shunting blood away from your heart for itself, which gives your heartbeat a little extra thunk sound. And then, soon, it gets so big that it starts to push through your
heart.
I'll sit in the corner, be quiet.
Thank you. Now, Curtis. Focus on the sound of my voice, okay? Everything is fine.
But I...
No buts. Everything in your immediate vicinity is fine. You're safe. Take some deep breaths with me, okay? I bet if we slow down your breathing, your heart rate will start feeling normal again, too.
Okay.
Breathe in through your nose. Breathe out through your mouth. And in through your nose. One more, by yourself. How do you feel?
A little better?
Good. Now, do you think you could tell us in better detail what's going on?
Dragons.
Yes.
Well, at least that's what people in town are calling them. They're clearly crocodiles that have been magically modified, but there's no convincing the residents.
We did get that much from the message you sent. So, do they really breathe fire?
Yes. A lot. So much fire.
Yes.
Louis, this is a dangerous situation. Have a little professionalism for once.
Oh, of course, Dick. You know professionalism is my middle name.
So, they just came out of nowhere?
Well, we've always had a population of crocodiles in the area. Residents know how to act around them, and for the most part, there are no problems. Andre does occasionally help us out with wrangling one when it gets a little too close to town. Poor fella's lucky all that burned was his work bag when the first one started breathing fire. Ever since then, reports have been streaming in about dragons harassing the locals, burning down buildings, setting grass fires, terrorizing small children. It's just... it's a lot.
Okay, okay. Okay, Curtis, that's okay. I think we get the picture. Lumi and I are here to help formulate a plan. Aren't we, Lumi?
Oh, I was just going to catch one and keep it as a pet.
Oops.
I'm kidding. We're here to help Curtis. I've got a few spells. I'd like to try to wrangle one, and then, when I can get a closer look, I'll see if I can reverse engineer whatever spell made them all dragony in the first place. Except for one, but I will keep.
Blooms.
Tough crowd tonight. Richard and I will go work on catching one, and we will go from there. Sound good?
Thank you, Luminaris. Really?
All right, Rich, where to?
I expected we'd head to the last place someone spotted one. Can you help us with that, Curtis?
Huh.
On the east end of town, near the school.
Oh, dear.
Lumi?
Can I meet you there? I need to stop off and chat with Andre briefly first.
Would you like me to come with?
No, that's fine. Anyway, Curtis, it's been nice meeting you. Luminaris Brimstone is on the case, or at your service, or blah blah blah. Whatever. Bye!
You did warn me she was a bit odd.
Why? Now! You didn't do anything before, but now you want to be special? I think I hang left here and... perfect. Found it.
Oh, witch girl. What is it and... why did you have to be so forceful with my door? I just got it changed, and I don't have any money.
This.
This is a magical egg. Where did you find this?
In a dead mermaid's litter. Anyway, what's it doing?
Oh, that's... oh, it's getting ready to hatch. No big deal.
Are you sure? So, I don't need to do anything about it?
Well, not necessarily. There are a few steps you need to take so that it recognizes you as its master.
Okay, so can you teach me?
Shouldn't you know this? Don't most witches, warlocks, brujos, brujas, don't they have a familiar?
I had one before, yes. It's no longer with me, though. We also summoned ours. They didn't come from eggs or anything.
I'm sorry for your loss. I can help you with the hatching.
Really?
It's not a really big deal.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Great. So, what do I need to do?
Just wait there. I need you to drop some blood and hold your hand on the egg so it will recognize you as its owner.
All right.
Deusa da magia, do liminal, da vida e da morte.
Really good.
Did it make it?
I don't know.
Ray!
Oh, if it isn't Yvette. How are you doing?
Are you okay? I can't believe you were left with her alone again.
Excuse me?
Hush.
What's that so? It's hatching. It's hatching!
Yes, Looms. That's what happens with familiars.
Shush, you. Oh my goodness. He is so cute.
Okay. I'll give it to you. The panda's cute. Perfect color, too. A red panda for Hellfire Luminaris.
Cute. This good boy is handsome as hell. Wait, how do you know my nickname from school?
Hmm? Did you say something?
Lumi, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. But look at this cutie.
Yeah, yes, he's very cute. Are you sure you're fine?
She's fine, X.
Oh? And just who are you, miss?
No one to concern yourself with.
Andre, status report.
Nothing major. Luminaris and...
Yvette calls you. And that over there is Raylan.
Yvette took down one of the dragons. Not much was lost in the attack. And Ray protected us while we were conducting a familia hatching.
Good. Thank you for that report.
Anyway, Lumi, Andre, Ray, and Yvette have a plan for dealing with these dragons.
Oh, would you mind telling me what you think will stop my lovely dragons?
Oh, hey, Isabella.
Hello, Yvette. I didn't know you and Lumi were back together.
Nah.
Oh, is that so? Well, that's quite a pity. I thought you two were perfect for each other. Anyway, what do you have planned for my babies?
To be continued.